Cole, an honored guest.
Yes. And today we've got one of the top. We thank God for Miss Betty Peters. She's with the Alabama Board of Education. And it is a privilege to have her here and just to inform parents, public, anybody that cares about children about what's going on today. Hi, Miss Betty. How are you?
Thank you for your kind words. And it's a great privilege to be here. We don't get many opportunities to speak with more than a few sound bites. And most issues take a lot more than two or three sound bites.
They do. That's one thing we've got to have nowadays. We have got to have wisdom and discernment. What's being fed to us in the airways and, you know, all types of media, unfortunately, is not always true, is it?
That's right. And in the case of the topic we have today, it's more omissions than not having the truth. Mm-hmm. It's just not. Of course, if you don't have the truth,
the whole truth,
it's kind of a lie in itself.
Yeah, you miss the mark. And I know if you're a deer hunter, you know what that's like, if you miss the mark. But first of all, I'd like to ask the listeners to be sure to get their family members in different parts of the country to tune in. We're live streaming Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock Central Time. So please join us. Tell them right now. Call them and tell them to join us. But also, we will have this on our podcast. This is a very important guest that we have here. So it's going to be on www.cityonhill.tv. So you can make copies, download it, share it with family members. What she's going to be touching on, yes, very important to Alabama, but it's something that the whole country really needs to be aware of. So we thank God for this privilege of being to talk about in depth. There is nobody like Miss Betty as far as this education stuff that can really, you know, get us through that, the pit of, my goodness, a lot of politicians would rather we didn't know the truth. They just want to feed us what little bit they want us to hang on to. And then they act like they've carried the day, you know. But Miss Betty, let's, let you begin with what it is that you are very concerned with right now.
It's what the, Obama administration is calling the, Common Core State Standards Initiative. You know, they've got alphabet soup names for everything, CCSSI. I'm just going to call it what it really is, federal standards. That's a lot easier to remember, and it's actually the truth.
Federal standards does not sound good.
No, and if you go back to the Constitution, which some people still want to do, I'm one of them, there really isn't a role for the federal government in education. That has been a fairly recent phenomenon, starting with Jimmy Carter, creating the U.S. Department of Education, taking it out of Health and Human Services. You know, it was DHEW. And in just a few decades, it has become a huge, huge department with enormous influence. And I think all parents and grandparents know that what is taught in the classroom stays with that child in many instances. And in some cases, it's not what the family wants taught.
Well,
the family has been left out of this initiative. And quite frankly, as a state school board member, I feel like I was not given very much information. And what I got was laid on.
Well, I want to go ahead and just talk a little bit about the beginning of where education started, which really the founding fathers did it from what I understand. It's so easy to find it on the internet, too. Is to teach their children to read the Bible. They want them to be mm-hmm. literate, and they were one of the most literate nations of that time, but they wanted them to compare the rules being made with God's Word. And what a difference now. It was parents wanting their children to compare.
That's right, and you probably know that many people, probably most of them, learn to read from their mother, grandmother. If you were wealthy, you might have a tutor. In churches started little schools. Later on, there were community schools.
But isn't that awesome that it started with comparing God's Word? Because really, that's what this nation's, all our laws were based on.
That's
God's
right.
Word.
And I tell you what, if you can find a first grader today who can read the King James Version, I think you've got a good reader there.
Wow, you're right. I used to do that to my son. And he would know big words.
Well, someone recently gave me a New England primer, and that was the textbook That was the thing for our forefathers. And I was going through it, and I thought, this is really tough stuff. And they would use, for examples, they wouldn't say A for apple. It was A for Adam. And then they explained who Adam was. It was, or Abraham, or whatever. You know, they were using biblical characters. And a lot of it was biblical. There were parts that looked like might have come out of a catechism. And, probably like the Westminster Catechism or something. And the children were not only learning to decode, because it was phonics-based, but they were also learning important information from the Bible.
And really, you know, it was the parents were charging with their children with a knowledge so that they can look after their government. They
That's
wanted
right.
to keep a check on their government. And this federal standards is a turnaround.
Well, you have recently been talking about that UN Convention on the Child, things like that. It doesn't take a theologian to figure out that most of the stuff is not compatible with the Bible. It's not compatible with the Creator, with a capital C.
Yes.
And I'm very concerned about it. But back to the Common Core Standards, or as I am going to say, federal standards, we will be voting on this in Alabama. Many states, in fact, most states have already voted. Over half the states have already joined up on this. And it's relatively a new subject. I have heard very little national attention. In fact, Obama actually mentioned it for one of the first times yesterday. He said something about the common standards.
Now, from just the name of it, federalizing, I'm just thinking, you know, right now we have school boards.
Yes.
You know, where we as parents can go before.
That's
but
right.
Now, this changes things drastically, it sounds like.
Well, the states that have gone with this are in essence giving up ceding their authority to the federal government, authority that was implicit in the 10th Amendment over education, to such varying things in education as what will be taught, the content standards. In Alabama, we call that the course of study. That has to be 100% has to cover these federal standards 100%. What Alabama, what Georgia, what California puts in there has to cover all the federal standards. And then they're allowed to add an extra 15% of their own choice. There will be a federal assessments, federal, what we typically think of as a test, but some of the things are not what I would necessarily would be a regular exam, more of a performance standard of portfolios and stuff like that could be used. That's some of the language I have seen. This is what back about 15 years ago, people in Alabama were fighting, and in many states, called outcome-based education. What I have read from the federal websites makes me expect these assessments that are being developed to be along that line rather than the traditional type assessments that we've been using since, well, way before I was born even, you know, the typical, well, you've got a right or wrong answer.
Well, Miss Betty, as troubled as we are right now with what the federal government has done with our economy, I just hate to think of what they will do with our educational system.
Yes, I was speaking to a group last week. You were there. And I was saying, does anybody here remember about cap and trade? Are you familiar with Obama's health care, the financial bailouts, all those things? Do we really want this same group of people working on what our students learn, what our teachers have to teach, how we evaluate our teachers, the databases, giant databases that are going to connect from one to the other to follow a child from cradle to grave, to follow teachers, possibly to measure attitudes, not just academic things. Who knows what else is going to be in there? Do you think they're going to tell me, a state school board member, exactly what's in there? No. I'm not confident, considering all that's been going on, that what might show up 5 or 10 years from now won't be things that we would be appalled by.
Well,
I think we're setting ourselves up for something that won't be good.
Well, I think you're right. And just, you know, with what Obama has already said about DOMA, that he is for taking that DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, mm-hmm. which is the only thing really that's helping us not all become a same-sex, you know, state,
mm-hmm.
is the DOMA. He's for repealing that, and we've already seen what happened with Massachusetts being a same-sex marriage state.
Yes.
Well, one of the first things that they pass into their schools is the homosexual indoctrination.
Well, this is kind of going off in a tangent, but your listeners might need to know that this happened in two different states. One was Georgia. I can't remember where the other one was, but it's been in the past week. There have been college students, either graduate, maybe graduate students, both of them, completely different states, different colleges. One was a Georgia public university where a counseling major was told she had to embrace the homosexual agenda as a counselor.
Mm.
And she refused. So she's got a lawsuit, one of the well-known Christian type legal funds is helping. And the other one was a very similar situation. If we have people like Kevin Jennings, and there are many others just similar to him in the current administration, I don't know what's going to go on outside the view of the public, outside the view of state school board members, even certainly no local school board members. There are these consortia. That's what they're calling them, consortia, to work up the test.
Oh, Ms. Betty, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. some of the listeners may not know who Kevin Jennings is, and I'll go ahead and give a warning. Let me go ahead and give a warning for parents. Some of the stuff that we may talk about may not be fit for children.
I think we can do it without any problem. He is a radical homosexualist, and he has a track record in the K-12 schools in Massachusetts of pushing this radical agenda. And when I say radical, you know I mean really radical. We don't have to go into it. I think anybody over 18 knows what we're talking about.
I think it's rabid.
Yes, rabid.
And why put him in that position, you know, by this administration?
Because it reflects the worldview of this administration. If you keep up with anyone who's doing any kind of research, people like Glenn Beck who have the little charts, say what you will, Glenn Beck's told the truth, and he's educated a lot of people. He's not the only one. There are a lot of people. Well, on this show, we get stuff on this. I heard a great thing on Dennis Prager on the same radio station just last night. But there is this philosophy that is antithetical to Christianity. It's antithetical to a free enterprise. And it permeates. And unfortunately, the mainstream media is not doing a very good job of exposing it. And that's why I'm glad we have opportunities like this where you can invite anybody you want to come discuss something with you.
Well, it's really, when you think about it, they've already got a hold of the economy. It's in shambles.
Yes.
And healthcare reform, that's fixing to be in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's warning signs
already. Oh, there are already cases. I just read that in one state, they're already, the private insurers are dropping the individual children. Like if you have a baby and you want to add, not to a family policy, but just the baby or the young child, they are not accepting them because they have pre-existing conditions.
Visit our website, www.cityonahill.tv, and share our audio and video podcasts that shines the light.
Sorry, would you repeat that again, Miss Betty? Say that again.
There is one state, I can't remember which one it is, but that's some of the insurers, the private insurance companies in that state, no longer will accept a new child. Not necessarily a baby probably a lot of them would be babies, but if, for instance, for some reason you needed to add an 8-year-old child, or to have a policy just for an 8-year-old child, maybe you have your own policy at work, self-only, they're not accepting those.
Wow, it's already started.
Yes, it's already started.
And to me, that's troubling. All these things that we're hearing, and here they want to now encompass our education system. It's almost like the last, you know, the last, I guess, venture for them. I mean, they have really just about turned this nation mm-hmm. into a socialist state.
Yes, and if you do a little research, and I've got some friends that are working overtime, it seems like, on research, have been sending me what they have found by visiting progressive websites. That's a nice name for socialist. And some of these actual democratic socialist or whatever websites, some people seem to believe the current administration is just liberal and maybe a little confused and not succeeding. I think they're way past liberal. And they are succeeding. It's just not our idea of success.
Yeah, I think.
And when we adopt or vote for these federal standards, we're not only voting for the content standards for for math and language arts. That's the name for English and spelling and vocabulary, everything and reading, everything connected to language. Those two are not bad. They're not the best, but they're not bad. That's deliberate, because when Hillary Clinton and her friend Mark Tucker, and Mark Tucker is still in this, he's in this new plan too. He's with the National Center for Education and the Economy. It's a Carnegie-backed foundation thing. Nothing's really changed. They've just prettied up the name, given it more letters, CCSSI. They're calling it Common Standards instead of Federal Standards. We're still going to have this problem because we're committed to the other subject areas as they turn them out. And if you were going to try to pull something over on people, would you use social studies, which is always controversial, or would you use math, which is 2 and 2 is pretty much 4?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No. And
wow.
It's very sneaky. In the meantime, most people have no idea that you've got these 2 or 3 groups, and Alabama's in 2 of them. The fancy name is consortia, fancy word for partnership. They are working on the assessments. So, not only that, there are people drawing up what an evaluation of a teacher should look like. No longer can Alabama decide its own, or California, whatever. It's going to be a standard one. There are all these details about what's got to be in your database. Well, and now they're adding all the teachers to the database so they can track the teacher's performance and the student's performance and, you know. And there's some merit to that, but you've got to be very careful. I am not going to vote on something when I don't know the details, because they say the devil's in the details, and that is the truth.
That.
And it's kind of like sticking your hands in the tar baby. The more you touch tar baby, the harder it is to get out.
And they're holding a carrot, aren't they?
Yeah,
this is the reason.
It's like we're reaching in to get a carrot that tar baby's holding, and instead we're getting stuck with the tar baby, and I don't know if you can ever extricate yourself from the tar baby.
Well, Miss Betty, with this depressed economy right now, I guess that's what's wrong, is all these governors and all these states, they're looking at this carrot. And it's almost like, you know, can they afford to say no? Well, let's let somebody else have that problem. Let's say yes now and not worry about, you know, until the future, you know. Let's do what we can with the money that we can get.
You know what this is more like, though? It's more like a short loan. And when you're going to end up paying 4 or 5 times when you pay it off. Several states, including Texas, by the way, the governor of Texas came out against this in January, and he explained how expensive it was going to be. And some people in Alabama have said we'll end up probably paying $4 for every dollar we receive. It's getting a short loan with a mortgage on the end.
And then they're going to dictate with the federal standards. I mean, it's going to change everything.
Yes, and everything, I mean, we won't have control over our costs because we'll have to comply with whatever they put in it. It's like an open-ended contract, and it's like you're building a house, and the builder is going to keep adding more and more rooms.
Well, it's really perfect if you have an agenda.
Well,
I mean, what a better way to do it.
You've heard the expression, a perfect storm. All the stuff going on now, some of it probably unavoidable, some of it avoidable, but whatever, it's all gone together, whether it's the oil fiasco in the Gulf, or if it's the health care or the cap and trade and the bailout of the banks and the bailout of the automobile industry and the bailout of everything else. We're in chaos. So people are got their hands up trying to get some help. And instead of help, we're going to get something to help us sink faster.
It's going to drag us down.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about it. And as it stands right now, I don't know how people in the board in Alabama is going to vote in November. I'm not sure. And right now, there are only two states that are on record as being against. That's Alaska and Texas. There are several others that are not expected to vote for this. But it is a federal plan. You just wait when the education bill comes up, and it's called ESEA. I hate to bore the audience with all these alphabet soup things, but let's just call it the next time it comes up. It'll be coming up fairly soon. There's talk that they will link federal funding for particular, they call it Title I, Title whatever, particular funding to whether you signed on.
Oh, no.
And there's a tape of Obama giving a speech before he was ever elected saying he would do this. Now, is it legal? I don't think so. But the Congress makes the laws, and the Supreme Court rules on it, and if you control all of it, does it really matter what's legal?
Well, we've seen that with Arizona and the legal immigration, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter almost what the people want. I mean, they're going to do what they want.
No, it doesn't matter what the Constitution said.
But now on this, where are they going to get the money? Where's the money coming from that they are holding up a carrot?
That money for what they're calling race to the top. I think that sounds fun, a race. Everybody wants to race to the top and get a prize, That is coming from some of that stimulus money. The only role, as far as I know, the only role Congress has had in this is allowing, allocating some stimulus money. I do not believe our congressman knew that this money was going to be used for carrots to entice governors and state school boards and state school superintendents to play ball.
It reminds me of Nancy Pelosi saying, "We got to vote on it first,
and then we'll tell you what's in it." That's right. And I've heard some farmers saying they didn't want to buy a pig in a poke. I think that's what this is, and it's a mighty big bag that you got that pig in there.
Wow. Well, I hope Alabamians will be smart enough. We need to let. Who do we need to contact, and what can we do?
You need to contact in each state the governor. Has a big role, and the Association of Governors, called the National Governors Association, NGA, they are one of the three major partners in this. So the governors need to be contacted in every state. Even if the states approved it, I don't know why they can't go back and undo it. You know, if somebody's listening from Georgia, and Georgia has voted for this, Florida, I believe, has voted too, Mississippi, they could still, don't you think? I mean, if you vote yes, you could. If everybody got back together and announced they were going to have a vote, I don't know why they couldn't say, oops, we made a mistake. It's better to admit a mistake and right it and get back on the right track than to keep going down the wrong track because you don't want to admit a mistake.
I don't think parent wants to wake up in Alabama and experience what Massachusetts is undergoing. I mean, that is just
It won't be immediate, but I think it will be there. And because there are four major academic subject areas, but they've already talked about some civics education. I can see slipping some Kevin Jennings mentality in civics. I can see him putting it in literature.
Oops, Miss Betty. Well, I know this is horrible, but, you know, I think some of the parents, it's still hard for them to wrap their brain around what is going on.
We're talking about homosexual indoctrination. And in other cases, it would be indoctrination into socialism.
Well, I remember, and there is a website that you can read more of what's going on in Massachusetts, and it's awful. I went into it, and I've not wanted to read what I read. But at the same time, it shocks you into action. And all of us needs to be shocked into action. And one of the things that I remember reading in there is where there was a there was a Department of Education funded meeting.
On a Saturday.
Children, if I remember right, seventh graders?
I think they were maybe 12 and up or 14 and up, somewhere right along in there.
Yeah, and they were teaching them things that is not fit to be taught to anybody.
They were teaching them, abominable practices.
Yeah, and parents.
It wasn't about holding hands.
No, and it wasn't so-and-so's relationship. It was actual.
This was very explicit, and it was in a way where they were advocates.
And this is really what...
Two people were fired from this, I believe, the State Department of Education in Massachusetts. And I'm sure they were just the tip of the iceberg, but they had to sacrifice somebody because the parents were so mad. The only reason this got out is two fathers taped it. They went and And then I believe it was the State Department of Ed, or maybe it was local. Somebody sued them, tried to get an injunction where they couldn't release the information. But my goodness, it was involving school children and some teachers and state officials. Why wouldn't that be a public meeting?
And you can go to the website, I think, if I remember right, it was massresistance.org.
Yes.
And it will just shock
you. I got a copy of that right after it happened. I paid $2 and got a cassette tape of the dad. Those fathers that did that exposed it were very brave. If they hadn't, people in that area might not have had any clue as to why the children were saying and doing things they shouldn't.
Please visit our website, www.cityonahill.tv, and share our audio and video podcasts that shines the light.
And that's, you know, another incident that also one of the first interviews we did was with a David Parker.
Yes.
And David Parker was very outspoken because when he first moved to Massachusetts, well, they had just passed same-sex marriage. And he didn't know it, but one of the first things they started doing was, hey, you know, they wanted these kindergartners to learn, and they had books for them. And he found out as a parent, he tried to contact the school, tried to email. They pretty much refused and blocked his email. He had to physically go to the school and talk to the principal. And would you believe they would not let his child opt out?
I remember hearing that
and
program.
He had handcuffed.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean,
they arrested him.
We don't want that happening. But I can just imagine, right now we can do something.
We can do something.
We do not want that. That's the
Montana that recently had a problem with Planned Parenthood trying to do a comparable, maybe not quite as bad, but very close to this. In Montana, where we think of the very patriotic, grassroots kind of people that can live on their own farm and, you know, very self-sufficient people. Can you imagine that going on in Montana?
I can't. And
I wouldn't want one of those mountain men after me, would you?
No, Laura Ingram had a great interview with a superintendent in Montana, and she was talking to him very calmly, but then, you know, it got a little bit, I think you could tell right close to the end, she was pretty upset because they're talking about teaching kindergartners on up.
Well, Diane, you know what's really troubling to me is there's some very recent studies that show over half of certain age group adults, I can't remember if it was up to the 30s or 40s or whatever, over half of them believe all this is okay. They have been indoctrinated by the media, by the schools, whatever. I don't think they were indoctrinated at church or by their parents. And when the majority, when they get a pretty good sized majority, it's going to be too late to try to explain to the majority that they're wrong.
I think that's where we have to be careful. We don't want it to be too late.
It's right about now, to be time. Too late.
Yeah, and I just think about that, Miss Betty, too. You know, they used a figure with these anti-bullying. Let's adopt anti-bullying laws in our states because the suicide rates amongst homosexuals is high. Mm-hmm. Well, even, you know, I think American Pediatric Association, you know, they mm-hmm. know that lifestyle, that type of thinking, especially from youngsters on mm-hmm. up, is very depressing. It is wrong.
But there's another aspect to that, too. There's been some new study that's come out, sounded very persuasive, that a lot of the children who get over into that lifestyle, it's because they were abused as children, young children. So they already come into the situation with an emotional handicap. And they're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
They need a lot of help. They've been victimized once by a violent act. Now they're going to be victimized by propaganda.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Instead of helping them, mm-hmm. they're being harmed.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know, yeah, the suicide rates are definitely higher amongst that group of yeah. people. And it is sad that we are not telling them.
And
you know,
their health, their long-term health is at risk.
Yes.
We don't need to explain why, but I think most people can figure that one out.
So, you know, it's really, we've got to look at our future. Our children are our future. And this agenda, which right now is holding out carrots, Kevin Jennings is in that administration. So you can't shake your head and say, no, there's not an agenda.
Yeah, in case anyone doesn't know, he's head of the Safe and Drug-Free Schools Program.
And he was appointed...
He was appointed early on,
and I think they tried to get rid of him, but they can't get rid of him.
Well, not the administration,
the Congress. Congress, yes, I think there was some Congress that really tried.
Many.
But now, why is it that this man is not gone?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
And if you speak out against the radical homosexual movement, you will be ridiculed. And you will be called a homophobe. And you and I did an interview, and I don't know how many times we said we wanted all children to be protected. And this left-wing blog in Alabama attacked me, and he put my picture on their website. That will happen. They will try to marginalize people.
Well, isn't that the plot, though? You know, you got to vilify the person.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not talk about the issue. We hear that they've got that so down pat, but now you listeners, you need to get it down pat. Because
mm-hmm.
that, their modus operandi, is exactly that. They're going to vilify the person. Never mind the issue, but you as a parent out there, grandparent, you know, they are now after your children. Let's get bold, you know, because nobody else is going to stand up for these children if you don't.
I have found, as a state school board member, that most of the time when parents call you about a serious issue, it's stuff like this.
It gets to the heart.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, it gets to the soul of a child.
It wakes people up and turns them into activists. Like David Parker that you were talking about.
I doubt
he had anything resembling an activist streak in him until this happened to his child.
And then they had to cart him off.
Yeah.
You know,
That was upsetting to his child to see his daddy arrested like he was a murderer or a thief.
Well, and they moved to another state.
I don't blame them.
I think the sad thing, though, is they moved to another state, which I believe Vermont has now also, you know, they're one of those.
It's going to be hard to get away from this, especially as everything is federalized.
Right. None of us is going to be able to move. And really, homeschooling will not save either.
No, homeschoolers will not be safe. Christian schoolers will not be safe. I talked to a headmaster in another state, it's a Christian school. I found on the internet that this school popped up when I did a search for anti-bullying and all that. And I called the person, and the headmaster said, if they make us teach things that are contrary to the Bible, then we will not do it and we will give up our accreditation. They were accredited in that state. But it requires you have to have professional development for your teachers and all that. So when things go in for professional development, that's one of the elements of this federalization, the what they're calling Common Core Standards. That is going to be completely standardized. It will be federalized. And it won't be what Alabama thinks they need for their teachers for their professional development. It'll be what some, as my daddy used to say, pointy head liberal decided up in Washington.
Agenda.
If you don't like what's going on in your city or county school, you just pick up the phone and try to get through to a faceless bureaucrat in Washington. Good luck.
Yeah.
At least if it's a local or state school board member you're trying to contact, you could work to get them removed from office, or if they're appointed, for your county or city commissioner to appoint somebody else. What are you going to do when it's someone in Washington?
They're just there to keep their job.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that makes me think of is this UN Treaty on the Right of a Child, and I'd just like to go over an example of what happened to a family in Sweden, Miss Betty. They were on their way to, they were on an Indian-bound jetliner in Stockholm, Sweden, and they were forcibly removed from that jetliner. Their supposed crime? They had briefly homeschooled their only child in Sweden. And parents, you need to go to www.cityonhill.tv. Click on the picture of Abigail Adams on the right. In other words, that's click and study the issue. Click on those links. One of them is about the Johansson family. It will break your heart.
Did that family come to the United States? Or
no, this is
there was
not.
A German family that had something similar to happen.
Yes, they did. Now this one, would you believe it? The child is still not back with his parents. They took the child away, and from what I remember on the last article, the child gets to see his parents, I think, once every 2 weeks or something like that. Can you imagine, because of a crime of homeschooling? Sweden does not look on homeschooling well. They pretty much outlawed it. And that UN Treaty on the Right of a Child, that's pretty much what they're going to do.
It will outlaw, because the people that homeschool generally have very strong beliefs, and they're going to stand up for them.
And matters of faith is a problem for them. Matters of faith. And so I've mentioned this before and I'll mention this again. Some of the things in that, United Nations, Treaty on the Right of a Child, and it's going to be a treaty.
And that means our senators need to know everything about it and how to vote right.
And right now, I think one of the major concerns that they have is the lame duck session. That's been voiced to me is, you don't know what will happen during the lame duck session. And I think if they think you're asleep on this issue, it doesn't really matter. After all, the economy looks bad. It's almost like they think your children is in the back of your, wait a second. Our children do matter to us. So we need to be making some phone calls. And right now, for some reason, Senator Shelby is not on board. They're trying to get a certain number of senators on board so that when they put it before them, they know they're not going to have the 2/3 majority. And we need to be calling Senator Shelby and ask them to sign in on this resolution. Look at the website and you'll see Abigail Adams and you can get more information on it. But anyway, some of the things it talks about was children can choose their own religion while you as a parent would only have the authority to give your children advice. It would give the government ability to override every decision made by you as a parent. Now,
it's almost like having Kevin Jennings say what you can do.
Yeah. A child's right to be heard would allow him or her to seek governmental review, of the same thing, of every decision that the child did not agree with. And Christian schools, here we are with the homeschoolers, that refuse to teach the alternative worldviews and teach that Christianity is the only true religion goes against this treaty.
Yeah.
And allowing the parents to opt their children out of sex education, there we go with a Kevin, this is just a gold mine for them to pass this.
Well, I believe it's all connected to the same root. talk about a common core. There is a common core that all this is coming out of across the world.
Well, they're getting it ready. I mean, this federalized standards, federalizing it, and then to have the key, my goodness, and put us under the UN, where we as a people don't even get to change that.
And then the many students are already indoctrinated that the UN is a source of peace, that it, you know, makes sure that we're going to redistribute the income so that the have-nots will have more. And I don't know, not that anybody wants people to starve or be poor, but they are taking from people and redistributing it, and that's Marxism. But the children are not being given, things are being painted in a positive light for all of this, and it's undermining what the parents have been teaching in the past and what the church has been teaching.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychology going into every bit of it. And they know how to make the child's mind think their way.
Yes, it's, they're very good on that. I wanted to mention one of my favorite quotes, which came from, supposedly, Abraham Lincoln said this. I can't prove he said it, but it's, if you look up anything on the internet, it'll say he said this. But he's supposed to have said that the philosophy of today's classroom will be reflected in the government of the next generation.
Please visit our website www.cityonahill.tv and share our audio and video podcasts that shines the light.
So you see why you take a shortcut. It takes a little longer, but it's a lot more efficient if you just indoctrinate the young ones.
Sounds to me like
the rest of us will die off.
Those that have an agenda have studied that quote well.
if you go through your history, and I'm sorry Mr. Wayne Wood's not here, he could help, and Barbara, they could go through the history with us, but all the dictators in the last century or so have certainly practiced this.
Well,
including the one that everybody likes to bash, and that's Hitler.
Well, we were talking about that. You know, they said there was a website that said how he used the Nazi youth.
Oh, yes.
The Nazi youth to propel him into great prominence and power.
And you remember little Elion came from Cuba and his mother drowned, and Clinton administration sending back home. And that's what they have, little youth corps there.
But this issue that Ms. Betty has talked about, you know, we can still do something.
We must do something. We surely must.
And so please call.
People will go on the internet and go to www.alsde. Just remember, Alabama, A-L-S, State, Department of Ed, D-E, A-L-S-D-E dot E-D-U, and everybody knows E-D-U stands for education, so go to A-L-S-D-E dot E-D-U, and you can see the contact information for every state school board member. You will not get it for the governor, but there is a page for the governor. You will have to type in a little box and put your little message in there. You can't send just a normal email.
Well, I'll
put that on there, and I'm sure Governor Riley will have somebody respond.
Ms. Betty, how about your website?
It's myname.com or .net or .org. BettyPeters.com will get you there. And my email address is not on there. I've got to get it posted on there. It's my first initial, last name, at CenturyTale.net. So it's thepeters@CenturyTale.net.
When did you say Alabama?
We are scheduled to vote in November. That is probably one of the last states any state will be voting. And I'm glad, because it gives us more time to discuss this, because quite frankly, the public had not been included. We mentioned that. Dr. Morton is arranging for some public meetings. I really think something like this should have had at least 6 months, if not a year, for full discussion, because this is without a doubt the biggest transformational change in America's education ever.
My goodness. Well,
it's been done out of sight.
Well, that's the way they want it.
I think so. And by the way, I don't think we brought this up. Some people had asked, who's behind this? For the finances, much of it is from the Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation gave to the, we're talking about millions and millions and millions. Bill Gates. And you know, they're also really big donors to Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
They gave a lot of money to the Governor's Association, to the Association of the State's School Superintendents, and to a group called Achieve, which is a think tank. They gave $1 million to the PTA, and they gave, I think, approximately $1 million to the National Association of State Boards of Education. So it looks like, and many others, yes, it looks like Bill Gates is able to, shall we say, bribe? That's what some people are saying.
Money talks, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it talks very, very clearly sometimes where this issue is not being put out there. I guess misinformation.
It's gradually coming out. There's some very good information on the Heritage Institute. There's a group in Massachusetts called the Pioneer Institute, and they have some really good research. And I think someone's trying to get a comparable cost-benefit ratio on this, and it's in the negative so far in every state. The states have projected that they will spend more money getting this than they will get back.
Well, Miss Betty, for the listeners that are maybe just, you know, it's hard to believe.
It is. It's very disappointing that something like this comes up.
And, but what we've seen come to pass, you know, I just think of the big fight over health care reform and what happened. It got passed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we tried to believe that there was somebody like Stupak hopefully going to really protect, you know, and his cronies. But, you know, the only ones.
He was just holding out for a bigger bid.
Yeah, I saw a video where he was already a year before. He was saying how he was going to do this. And it came down to the wire exactly as he said in that video. How funny that did not get out in the media. But, I think. We thank God that you have come in and you always try to inform us. But you know, listeners, it's going to be up to you and me.
Well, Diana, we've all heard what Edmund Burke said. And I don't know if I can get it just right, but all it takes is for two or three good men to stand up, or good women. There is no reason we can't stop this in Alabama. It all we have to do is stand up. Use the phone, use an email. Write a note. Just stand up. Stand up and be counted, and we can take care of it.
We're going to put this on our podcast, www.cityonthehill.tv. And if you've got, you know, friends in other states, they need to hear this. They need to start asking, what can we do in our
state? In many states, their school boards don't know. Their state school boards don't know. Or it's just really, as we've said, a perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
But God can calm the storm.
Yes. And he uses us.
We can do this someone said, this is like David and Goliath. And someone else said, yes, and who won?
Oh, yes.
And I was reminded that David had to put on the right armor, not the armor he had on. He had to put on the right armor, pick up those stones.
Mm.
And we can have the modern day version of a stone, and that's truth. We can do this with the truth.
Well, we can, and we thank God. Yeah, the truth sets men free.
That's right.
So we need to do this for our children. We need to embrace the truth. We need to proclaim the truth. We need to do something with the truth. Don't just hide it
mm-hmm.
in your heart. You've heard it. Don't just hide it today. You need to share it. Listeners, we thank you again for tuning in with us. Let's keep on praying that God would have mercy on America. May God bless you, and may God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill Radio Show.
Please visit our website, www.cityonahill.tv, and share our audio and video podcasts that shines the light.
Liberty and justice for all.